For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I am so excited that for 2024, Your Brand Amplified is proudly sponsored by one of my favorite platforms, Simplified. This AI-driven platform is a game changer for design and video content. With Simplified, I can effortlessly transform lengthy videos, such as my podcast, into engaging, shareable clips and streamline workflows with an intuitive subtitle generator. For designers out there, you can explore the AI-powered image generator, create compelling presentations, and design eye-catching YouTube thumbnails with ease. Revolutionize your creative process at Simplified.com with a free trial. Now let's dive into today's guest.
Welcome to Your Brand Amplified, the podcast where we interview marketers, publicists, and brands to learn their stories, what makes them tick, and tips and tricks that make a difference.
Today, I have a woman who is truly after my own heart, Jeanette Lowry. I've had so many conversations with women who are mid-career, midlife, maybe their kids have left the house, and they're trying to figure out their what next, and they don't know where to turn. And you have made a career out of helping women figure this out, and others, I will say. But I'm really excited to dive in and hear how you decided to embark on this journey. So thank you for being here.
Thank you for the invite. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm a grandma now. So wow. I most probably interviews, but I started at 9 years old in gymnastics. And I knew at that point it was going to be difficult to keep me in a box. I was always a Pied Piper walking outside the lines. And my father was a small business as well. Well, he did insurance. He started his own company. So, you know, it was foot and mouth at first, hand and mouth at first with six kids. And it was struggle. But once he got it off the ground, I started seeing that lifestyle of residual recurring income. So he had more freedom, more time with us, go boating on the weekends, camping in during the week or what have you. And I thought, that's what I want to do. So it was almost by age 11 that I had decided that this is what I want to do. Oh my God. By accident, though. Seriously, I didn't know what it was going to look like. I mean, okay. I tried all kinds of things, selling purses online and whatever. But when a girlfriend called me up in 1990 and said, hey, found a skincare, you're going to dig this. I know that you always have breakouts, which I was still having after my first child. I said, yes, where can I buy it? And she said, well, we can't get it retail. It's word of mouth. And I said, okay, great. So I tried it, loved it. People noticed. And 7 years, just kind of by accident, started building this network. And within 2 years, got the phone call saying, do you know what your check is? And I'm like, it was in the mailbox at that time. We didn't have direct deposit. So I said, I was going to call the company. I think they made a mistake because prior, you know, it was thousands, but it was a big jump. No, it's not a mistake. It's just how the comp plan works. So I went out, loved the culture, loved the people, knew that this was going to be a big part of my life. And 7 years later, I get my husband coming to me saying, I want out of this marriage. So after 16 years of marriage, I was a single mom with two kids. And moved into a new house, said, Lord, what am I going to do? Am I going to have to go back to work? Well, yeah. Suffice it to say, this income sustained me for the next 20 years. Yeah. Huge blessing.
Yeah.
And so after the kids left the nest, you know, got them through college, was doing all the parenting, carpools, soccer games, all that stuff. Thank the Lord. And I just looked at women who are my equals. And I just felt my heart ached for them, having to juggle 9 to 5 and the kids and, you know, and one thing I noticed is they never took care of themselves. There was no self-care involved. So those things just kept adding up. And when COVID hit, I had been retired. I was doing all kinds of, you know, nonprofits and building things with my hands, which I love to do. And a girlfriend for 5 years had been calling me, Jeanette, are you ready to come out of retirement? It's time. And she knew that my whole life was about nutrition, health, well-being, natural beauty. And she said, just all I want you to do is try the product, see what they do. Within 3 days, my life lit up. I mean, completely changed all the issues I was having from gymnastics days, inflammation, all that stuff. And I was a clean eater. I mean, I was really, I stayed away from cans and boxes and crap, you know. So I was a clean eater and I was just shocked at my rotator cuff in particular. I could lift my arm up over my head. And one thing led to another. I came out of retirement. I hired some coaches because I had not been technology, you know, smart. COVID hit, hired coaches, put a platform together. It took about a year and a half. And with my, you know, wisdom over the many years I've been in the industry and being introduced to 50 companies, which said no to, studying compensation plans, knowing products, knowing what to look for in a sustainable company, I said, I've got to help these women because they were looking over their kids' shoulder on Zoom, seeing what the kids were being indoctrinated with at school.
Right.
That was my opinion. And quite frankly, that's what came from many of my neighbors, you know, who are younger. So that's how I started and have been just thrilled with it for the past several years. And it's just a way to introduce women, either working moms who want to be home with their young kids or middle-aged women who maybe were late to the workforce because they were mothers.
Right.
They don't have a retirement put away.
Right.
So it's a way to create an income that is recurring. It'll go with or without you. It goes on when you're sleeping once you develop it.
Yeah.
So that's my short story.
Well, and I like the fact that you're saying once you develop it, because I have, you know, I was a stay-at-home mom when my daughter was young. I made six-figure income in corporate before that. Then but I always still had this drive and I wasn't very good at just staying at home. So So I was like, oh, okay, let me sell Usborne books and let me sell this because this is still something related to my kids.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And, but then I think a lot of times you get stuck in the cycle of, oh, you buy more product to have more on hand and then you go to this and that. And it can be hard for people to understand how to really utilize these kind of tools to make an income and use them smartly and not just because you hear these stories, right?
All the time.
Buy things, or they're too afraid to talk online, or you don't hear from somebody you went to high school with, and then all of a sudden they're sending you messages because they're trying to sell you something.
Yeah, yeah.
You've obviously found the key to success.
It's the ick factor, the ick factor.
Yeah, so how do you help coach women to use tools correctly and to be able to make an income and have a residual income from home and use their networks in a really authentic way, right? And not just a,
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, one of the things is when I first started in 1990, we didn't have the internet and we didn't have cell phones. So it was landline mailing videos or audios, 2 week turnaround time to talk to the, I mean, it was ridiculous. And if I could do what I did back then with a company that's compensation plan is not nearly as simplistic as my new company. Oh my gosh. I thought, you know what? I can help women. They can make money within 2 weeks, which they have because we have a weekly pay. So I tell women, look, technology has changed everything. And the fact that women want work-life balance more than ever, and that was very apparent during COVID you know, with the great exodus of 49 million people from the workforce, on top of automation taking over a lot of jobs and the youth being put in to where maybe your insurance premium's too high because you're over 50. So there's so many things working against those of us who have been in, you know, corporate America all of our lives. It's a new story. Mm-hmm. And so having a second income is crucial for most people. You have to have a second income stream. And people are seeing that during this inflationary time that we find ourselves, unfortunately, in. So my whole platform with my, it's called Pivot. That's my training vessel.
Wonderful.
Through my academy. So Pivot incorporates not only the technology, but brand partnership is such that the brand partner takes care of all the heavy lifting. They do all the upfront investments, so I don't have to dump a bunch of money in.
And
they do all the shipping, so I don't have to, you know, put products in my garage. They do all the tracking, so my back office shows all my charts and everything of what country I'm in, how many people are using products today, what the orders were. So it's very individualized, specialized, and exact, and it's updated momentarily, which is a beautiful thing. So I don't have the overhead. I don't have the payroll. I don't have any of the small business hassles. I teach technology based on, you know, first of all, mind technology. We have to start with mindset first, right?
Oh, yes.
And then we go into the business aspects of this business. And then we go into the financial, you know, recurring versus residual income.
Mm-hmm.
I always find mindset, Anika, is first. If you don't get the purging of the old paradigms that you've held hostage, they've held you hostage since childbirth,
right?
Who you were raised in? What were their beliefs? What were their, you know, what were their traditions? What did you have to do every Sunday? What meals were made on Sunday nights? People don't realize they are on automatic pilot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's definitely the first area. And then women also, their insecurity a lot of times lies in the lack of health
and
body image.
Mm-hmm.
Because women are the last ones to take care of themselves.
Exactly.
So one of my things I sent you as, you know, a gift for your listeners is loving it. It's loving yourself. It's a PDF that, you know, profiles ways to take care of yourself.
Nice. Yeah.
And so it's an all-encompass training. It's not just throwing, you know, information up against the wall. So they do their own online at their own time, videos and downloads. And then we meet once or twice a week in a Zoom platform to answer Q&As.
Totally.
They have my text or my messenger so that we can communicate whenever. So I'm very hands-on with the women I help.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
That's a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you choose the women that you help? Do you ever have to turn people down because you realize they're not quite ready?
Yeah. So the first interview basically is called a gap assessment or a gap analysis. And there's like 10 questions attached to my calendar. So they answer those questions.
Yeah.
And, you know, the questions really are, have you had a small business? Are you looking for, you know, a virtual online business, things like that. And if, you know, 3 out of 10 are no's, then I will talk to them, but say, I don't think that this is right for you.
Yeah.
Because I don't want people wasting their time.
Right.
But I know that I can help them with their body image based on no more diets and on a system that they can clean out the toxins and flush fat, because that's what happens when we can clean our bodies out.
Yeah.
So.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And what do you say to people? Because I know another objection is, oh, is this just a scheme? Is this just MLM?
Pyramid.
Right.
Well, and those are some of my answers that I have too. Is pyramids are illegal in all states. And a pyramid, really, I have people look at corporate America. How many people can make as much money as the CEO at the top of that company?
Not many.
Not one.
Yes, yeah, you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
But in our company, There's different companies with different compensation plans, so I can't speak to all of them, but I've done, you know, just a deep, deep analysis of this one. You can make more money than me based on when you come in, based on your network, how fast you want to move, people that you know who know people. Everybody has the same built-in levels of compensation because there's no limitations.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, and it makes me think of nowadays, a lot of people are affiliates. Like I am in groups where we're affiliates for each other for whatever high ticket program you have.
Right.
We talk through these issues and it's almost, I mean, to me, it's more of that now than the old because of the technology aspect.
Absolutely.
That's completely changed things.
Yeah. So affiliate marketing has, you know, that's one of the reasons my verbiage is brand partnership.
Yeah.
Network marketing, because that just puts Amway in people's brain. They think bugging my friends and family, you know, making people like not answer my calls anymore. We don't do it that way. And when we train, we teach. It's conversational. Yeah. But when you get results with the product, like I did with my first company and my second company, people are saying, Jeanette, you're 63 and you have more muscle today than you did 3-4 years ago. I haven't changed my workouts. All I've changed is a clean, dense protein.
Yeah.
And
no, you look amazing. You look, a lot younger.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to be a grandma for a second time in May.
Amazing.
I'm going to have a granddaughter and another one in May. It's exciting.
Wow.
But yeah, that's really, you know, when you get results, do you want to share with people if you get great results?
Always.
Yeah. That's what women do. We're networkers. We're natural networkers. Go to a good restaurant, have a good meal. I'm going to tell friends.
Exactly.
I'll tell two or three friends. If I have a bad experience, I'm going to tell 10 friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. And word of mouth advertising has always been, will always be the most cost efficient way to get to an end line consumer.
Yes.
So is it word of mouth from friend to friend, as you're seeing in a lot of marketing strategies now with phones, friend and family plans? Where do you think they got that from?
Right.
We've been doing that for 100+ years, but finally catching up.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what kind of marketing you're thinking of. The referrals are always the best because they are coming from somebody who you trust and they're giving you somebody that they trust.
Yes.
Somebody told me earlier today that podcasting is something they see as another way to have referrals, because by being on my podcast, I'm saying that you are an expert in what you do. And so I'm basically giving you a referral to my listeners. And
absolutely.
I love the way that they phrased that. And I think that's a great use case because, you know, I'll talk about how wonderful podcasting is all day. But it's a way to like to also make sure that you're sharing a message authentically.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people watch the episodes versus just listen to them, and they would be able to look at you and go, wow, I can tell that she has it together. I can, you know, you have a vibrancy.
Yeah. Well, it's important. I mean, I'm somebody that loves to look in somebody's eyes, you know, because you can really judge a lot just from the eyes.
Yeah.
You know, you can tell if their frequency is high or low, if they're depressed or, you know, just out of it. But I love looking in people's eyes, whether it's on, you know, Zoom, podcast, whatever. But it's just one of those things that I think women intuitively, we know when we meet somebody, if they're the real thing or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why you ask questions before, you know, you allow people onto your podcast. You know, you kind of do a little questionnaire and find out what the background is, and you guys do your own due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not just letting anybody on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So what I know, this has obviously made a big difference in your life, and I'd love to hear about some of the women you've worked with.
Okay. So a lot of women come in at first very insecure about doing something new, right? So my, I don't know, gold dust, I guess, are the products. Because if these products do what the science says they will do, then this person should have that result. So it starts with asking a lot of questions. You know, what is lacking? Do you need more energy? What, you know, your body size? Are you fine with where you're at? How many inches do you want to lose? It's not about scale weight. Diets don't work. Mm-hmm. They never have. And most women have yo-yoed. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been up and down that gerbil wheel of weight loss. Lose 20, gain 23. Lose 23, gain 26. Yeah. And there's reasons for that. And so I get into the science behind it a little bit. I'm kind of nerdy, but I try
love
and keep
that
as possible. I know I do my own science background due diligence, but you know, you don't have to do that anymore because we've got a whole science website set up. Here, send somebody this. But so we get into that first and foremost, asking questions. And once they put these products in their body, usually within 2 or 3 days, I get comments like from Cindy, I feel like I swallowed a rainbow. I love that because she was just so tired all the time and coffee, you know, 3-4 times a day.
Dang.
Skipping breakfast and gorging on snacks and then having a lunch. No dinner, but snacks.
Right.
You know, when you have a lifestyle like that, it's inevitable you're going to feel like crap, yeah. You know? So getting them on a structure where they're eating 3 meals a day, 2 of which are protein replacement meals through the shakes. Mm-hmm. And you can make them like oatmeal or iced or hot. I mean, there's all different ways you can, you know, move with these, make ice cream out of them. So twice a day, a shake, and then once a 4-complete meal, you know, with a balanced measurement of protein,
mm-hmm.
lots of veggies, and, you know, minimal carbs.
Yeah.
As far as that goes. So when they start feeling that detoxing take place, it's kind of like getting off drugs if you're on sugar a lot. It's the same receptors in the brain, cocaine and sugar, same receptors. And detoxing the body of sugar is just as hard as detoxing from a hard drug like that.
Yeah.
And most women will, and I warn them, you know, they look at some of the background science and it's like, it's now or never. Really? And
yeah.
If it's never, then you're going to pay for it on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
During your aged years, you're going to be paying medical bills and mm-hmm. you're going to be seeing doctors and you're having this many drugs that you have to take, you know, just to manage, not to look at the root cause,
right,
but to manage. And so these are the women that are really set on, oh, I'm all in. They're not just looking for a diet or a fad. They're looking for a lifestyle behavior change.
Yeah.
And so that's what this program provides them with. And I do have my own little back website where I bring people in and I have the day-to-day. Here's what we do on day one. Here's how you, you know, drink this, take this. So it's very systematic. They don't have to have any guesswork. And it's also in a brochure that comes with their product. So either way, they can have hands-on or they can read.
Right.
But once they get through 30 days, Anika, their friends are already asking them questions.
Mm.
I would say the majority, 95%, have friends asking them, where are you getting this energy from? Your eyes are brighter. You know, your skin looks, you're glowing. What's going on? Things like that. And it's about good nutrition.
Mm.
The body's the miracle. It's not all this other stuff. The body's the miracle if we treat it with respect. There's so many of those stories.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Money stories, which is very exciting too, is, you know, the first week they have a couple friends that say, I want in. They get a check for 20% of whatever products their friend bought. So they get, say, $60. In their bank account in the first week. And they're like, where'd this come from? You know, Oh, that's just the referral fee. You know, you share with somebody, you're going to get a referral based on the products they buy, which is what you bought, you know, so it's very duplicatable.
Okay.
And then they can move up in ranks and add 500, 750, thousands. So the first 6 months, they really can, you know, get up to $30,000, $40,000 if they buy into all the bonuses, et cetera, uh-huh. and are interested in pursuing that. Some are, some aren't.
Right.
But, you know, when you can have enough to come in every week to pay for your monthly supply of products,
mm-hmm.
I would say 70% of women are happy just with that.
Wow.
And add in maybe another $100, $200 a month
mm-hmm.
to pay for the soccer, you know,
mm-hmm.
Games or uniforms or whatever. So most women are not like us, big thinkers, big picture, all into big opportunity. I wanted lifestyle. I wanted freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted freedom. And this has allowed that. But after time, women do start changing their perspective. They might come in slow, you know, skeptical.
Mm.
I really honor that. You know, we're all in our own place.
Mm-hmm.
But with time, it's like, you know, this was not hard. I guess I could share with a few more people. And then I will help them, you know, take their hand and assist them. Plus, we have a big tribe, you know, 300,000 people in our tribe, our community. So there's all kinds of things for them to plug into.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what are some of the things that you've been able to do? Obviously, you've been able to live, making this as a career. You've been able to help a lot of other women. What mm-hmm. about travel? You said you're going to be a grandmother again.
Yes.
You have kids that you had to help put through school.
Yeah, I put two kids through private Christian school until high school, which they both opted to go to, the ones that were in the system.
Mm-hmm.
But they were both good experiences, so that was good. We were in a great place for high schools and college. So they both went through college. The grandkids, I mean, how many working women can just, when the daughter calls and she's very pregnant and said, "Mom, I'm exhausted. Can you come get, I take her to the river, throw rocks, do something." I can just drop what I'm doing.
Yeah.
No. And I love that. I was able to be with my granny. She was almost 100 when she passed.
Oh my gosh.
For 6 months. So I would go travel and stay for 3 or 4 days at a time for 6 months and was there through her very last breath. I mean, it's things like this. I can help my siblings when they need help, you know,
yeah.
they need a loan or whatever. Thank goodness we were able to get into houses, even a divorce house.
Right.
My income built. There's just so many things.
Yeah.
Nonprofits. You're going to nonprofits, I'm sure, right?
Oh, well, let's go there now because it's a world we both love.
So we were able to, 9 years ago, start down in Cabarate, Dominican Republic. There was a barrio of just 300, 400 just impoverished people, most of which were women with kids, babies, single women, you know, husbands left. And the city had put a moat around this barrio because on the other side of the street was the windsurfing capital of the world, the second one. We have ours in Hood River, but tourists from all over the world would come and they were embarrassed about these, you know, these impoverished people. And so they had a moat around. Anyway, one of the windsurfers came back, did an article in the Register Guard. My dad read it. We're all in. So we've traveled down there. We've built a medical office, a school. We are funding 15 college kids, three of which have graduated. We put a clean water system in through my company that I work with now. The list goes on. I teach them how to make jewelry. I get junk jewelry from all my friends and then take them down there in big suitcases. And we've already worked it out, you know, with the powers to be that we can bring it across. And I teach them how to make jewelry and they make one bracelet and sell it to, you know, a tourist. These women can feed their kids for a week. A week.
Yeah, that's life changing.
That's life changing. So I haven't been down there since COVID. So we're hoping that this upcoming year we make another trip. But you know what? It's not the money anymore for me. It's just not the money.
Yeah.
It's changing lives.
Mm.
Sounds hokey, but that's me.
Oh, You can tell your passion really just shines through. And you said that you had some offers for my listeners. So yeah. We'll put those in the show notes, but do they just go to your website? Is there a special link that they need to go to?
Yeah, I put my website in the Q&A, JeanetteLowery.com. And there's some free resources there that they can look at, download, whether it's recurring income versus linear income, which most people find themselves earning. I just really want women to understand that virtual entrepreneurship is going to be owned by women in the next 7 years. We're going to own that space. So you're either going to jump on board now or you're going to wait until later. Now is the time that it's going to start exploding and growing. Why wouldn't you want to be on the forefront of that? So find the right company. I lay out very clearly what the five things are to look for with the company, the products, the compensation, the timing, and the leadership. Don't touch a company under 10 years. More than likely, it won't be around.
I watch a lot of like the documentaries on different things. And so yes. We've seen some of the cold tea companies that are no longer around.
Yeah. Well, and the owners don't even have a strategy for legacy company. They have a strategy for making this much and then gone. And if you're a rep that doesn't understand that, then you're going to be left holding the bag with no income and friends that are just going to be ticked. So I implore people to do due diligence on that. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, and my last question is, because I feel like we have a really good sense of how you help people, how you coach them through things, all the advantages and benefits that can happen. So I would love for people to go to your website and learn more if they're interested.
They can look at
either side.
Very front. Yep.
Yeah. So I always ask, do you have a favorite quote, mantra, verse, some words of wisdom that you would like to share with us?
The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams.
Wonderful.
Yeah. That's been one of my mainstays.
Well, I can tell. So,
and Jeremiah 29:11, you know, in the Bible. I absorb quotes. I love quotes.
Yeah.
And things that stick. So I put out posts that just have women quotes or, you know, up level yourself quotes, believe in yourself quotes. So,
yeah. Or, well, thank you so much. For bringing your beautiful pink and your bubbly, sparkly personality to us today. I really appreciate it. I loved learning a little bit about your story.
Thank you, Anika. It's been nice meeting you, too. Yeah. You've got a beautiful smile, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Permeating the screen the whole time.
Well, and thank you to everyone who's watching or listening to this episode. And I'll be back again tomorrow with another amazing guest and their story.
Want more? Check out AmplifyWithAnnika.com or follow me on socials at AmplifyWithAnnika.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As we close out today's episode, I want to thank Simplified again for making it possible. For all marketers and creators out there, Simplified is your ally in effortlessly crafting on-brand content with a design and video AI. Discover how AI can enhance your creative process at simplify.com. Start for free and elevate your content game. Thanks for listening, and here's to your next creative breakthrough.